You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back here with Freed on Business. We're doing it live from the Sunset Over Miami, the annual real estate networking event at the Greater Miami Jewish Federation. It's being held on Brickell. There's still time to get here and register. We're at the Sabadell Financial Center, so come on in. It's the best attended one, and one of the reasons is because of the chair people. And we've got one of the chair people with us right now, Arden Carson from the Related Group. Arden, what's your title over there at the Related? I don't want to give you a promotion and get George all angry at me.
Well, I'm Senior Vice President in the Condo Division.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, and I have a couple of projects I'm responsible for.
Which ones?
Brickell Heights, and I'm working on a new project in Wynwood.
Oh, yeah? You're doing that deal with who? Who's your partner?
Tony Cho.
Oh, the man, Tony Cho, Mr. Wynwood. That sounds pretty cool. So why don't you do me this? Why don't you tell me a little bit about your new project in Wynwood, a little bit about Brickell Heights, but I want to start with what made you get involved with the Greater Miami Jewish Federation function that we're having here today?
Well, I've been involved with Federation for many years, but what really sparked my involvement in this particular event was attending the Federation's real estate mission in Israel in the spring.
Oh, wow.
And through that, I just realized that I needed to spend more time combining my passions for real estate and community service, and this is a great way to do that.
Well, tell me a little bit about that mission to Israel that you went on. It sounded like you went with a whole bunch of folks. Maybe we can get some more of them when you're done. You can go get them over here. I can talk to them, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
We had 40 real estate leaders, and we visited some real estate developments. We got to know one another. We furthered the Federation mission of supporting some of the agencies the Federation is involved with. And it was just great networking, and the folks who we spent a week with are now very dear friends.
So why are you involved with the Greater Miami Jewish Federation?
I'm involved with the Federation because I think they do wonderful things in the community, and it's an honor to be involved.
Jack, come on in here for a minute. We got Jack Carson. That's Mr. Arden Carson for those of you listening at home. Jack, first of all, I want to thank you for supporting Arden and her work here in the community.
She's the best.
Well, I don't think I could ask for anything better than that. How about her projects?
They're the best, too, but really, she's the best.
All right, give her back the mic. You've done your role now. Arden is now smiling and happy, and I hope you can see that smile through the radio, because we sure can hear. Now, Arden, tell me a little bit about what people can expect here at the event tonight.
Well, is more of a social event. We just want to do some outreach within the community. This is not a event where people will be solicited for money. We do have some great sponsors, and they made this event happen. And the money that we raise will go and support the Federation mission within the community.
So who are some of the sponsors?
Some of the sponsors, I don't have my list in front of me.
Oh, I don't either, so that's okay. We know some of them are Greenberg Traurig, Bills and Sundberg. I'll bet your Related Group is in there. Why don't you name a couple that are easy, and I'll go get my folder.
Sure. CB, Cushman & Wakefield. We have Vagabond Properties. We have Blanca Real Estate. Just trying to see if I can find some of my friends here. We have Sapuznik, we have City National Bank, we have The Collection.
Sapuznik, Rachel's listening.
I'm sorry, Rachel.
That's okay.
Okay. Kaufman & Rossen, Kent Security, Wells Fargo. I mean, it's really a who's who of the Miami corporate community.
Yeah, and I know when we started like 19 years ago, Greater Miami Jewish Federation, everybody thought that you needed to be Jewish to go. Now it's a whole room full of just people. Everybody, they've even making paninis there. I guess I'm sure they don't have ham in the panini, though.
And what's so great about this event is it really is it bridges the different decades and generations of real estate professionals.
Oh,
so
thanks.
You have some veterans like us. You have folks who are the up and comers.
I remember when I tried to get the veterans to come and they wouldn't come. So I'm coming now that I guess I'm a veteran.
Yeah, so it's really nice to see that we're passing the baton to the next generation of real estate professionals.
I know a number of people that are coming just so that they can meet you because they want to learn a little bit more about what you do at Related and how they can do deals with you. Now, Arden, let's talk a little bit about Brickell Heights. Brickell Heights is topped off. Have you started closing units in there?
We haven't started. We're definitely getting to that point. We're finishing units, and we're on target to start closings in the first quarter of 2017.
Wow, that's awesome. And we know that one of your approved lending agencies is Spectrum Mortgage, so I want to thank you for giving us the assignment there. We really do enjoy working with you and the Related Group, although, well, There is no although. You're just terrific to work with.
Well, likewise, we've known each other for a long time and happy to support one another.
Oh, this is great. Now, we've only got a couple more minutes in this segment left, so let's talk about your new deal, Wynwood. It's a shift in product type, a shift in market type. Tell us what's the thoughts behind Wynwood and the type of units you're doing in Wynwood.
Well, the project is going to be called W House, and it's located on 28th and Northwest 1st Avenue.
A Wynwood house.
Yeah,
cool.
Exactly.
It took me a minute. I'm not that bright.
Well, actually, it's a name that we've used in some other projects. Not W House, but the house
Brickle
portion.
House. Or, yeah.
And it's a smaller scale project. It's 12 stories at its greatest height. And we actually have our parking structure on the east side of 28th Street, and we have our residential tower with our amenity deck on the west side. And it's going to be a great project for Wynwood, literally one block from Northwest 2nd Avenue and right off of 29th Street. And we're just very excited. It's going to be smaller units. Most of our units are under 600 square feet. And this will be one of the first condo projects in the Wynwood area. But there's so much going on, so much excitement, so much attention, and we're convinced it's going to be a home run.
I think it's going to be an absolute winner. You've got people that want to live there, people that don't want to travel anymore, people that work there, and I think people that play there. And I think that it's just now that people can rent there, I think that people are going to want to live there, and you'll give them something that's affordable that they can live in. And I think that's just an absolutely super thing. I think it's good for the community. I think it's good for Related. I think it's good for women. And gosh darn it, I think it's good for me. And isn't that what it's all about?
Absolutely.
Actually, it's not. But.
So, Jim, thank you for doing this live broadcast here from the Federation event. And, you know, we're thrilled with what you are doing in the community. And
thank
you really you. Are the go-to in terms of being on top of all the business activities and really reaching out into the community. So thank you for everything that you do.
Thank you so much, Art and Carson. I want to thank you so much. Wanda, we're going to go to a break. I'm going to go get another guest. So we're giving Wanda the heads up. Wanda, get ready. We're going to break. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take it away, Wanda. Wanda.